Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prasadane Nirvasa Shishanivari Pashvachaka Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srimad Bhagavatam Section 11 verse 25 Nanaka Prasadana Chaparamestyam Nasava Bhomam Narishadipatyam Yoga Siddhir Apunar Bhavam Bhav Samanjasattva Virahaya Kanche
Kapristam, heavenly planets, na, nor, cha, also, Paramestyam, Lord Brahma's planet, na, nor, Sarvabhaumam, sovereignty of the whole earth, na, nor, Rasa Adipatyam, sovereignty of the lower planetary systems, na, nor, Yoga City, eight kinds of mystic yoga power. Punarbhavam, liberation. Va, or Samanjasa, source of all opportunities. Va, you, Virahaya, being separated from. Kankshe, I desire. Translation, O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruvaloka, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets, or the lower planetary systems, I do not desire to master the mystic powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Purport, a pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental service to the Lord. A pure devotee desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord in the constant association of the Lord and his internal associates, as stated in the previous verse. As confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur, Dandar Charma Sevi, Bhakta Suni Vash, Janame Janam Hoy, Vilas. Serve the Lord and the servants of his servants in association. The Lord is the only objective of a pure, unalloyed devotee. Translation, my Lord, source of all opportunities. I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Loka, heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of mystic powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation. I will have to give up your lotus feet. So this, again, is an expression of Ritasura's great devotion. There are other places also in the Bhagavatam that make similar statements, and these statements are made by great devotees of the Lord. So here we have a whole list of different things that people desire. People desire some position in the material world. So it may be Svargaloka, or Dhruvaloka, or Brahmaloka, or somewhere on the earth in this Varsha, or some other Varsha, or some other Dvipa on Bhumandala, Sarvabhuma, or in lower planetary systems, such as Rasatala, Talatala, Atala, Sutala, Patala, etc. For the lower planetary systems, they're also called Svarga. They have enjoyment there. And that's called Vila Svarga, which means Svarga in a big hole under the earth. And we have the Boma Svarga, that is the other Varshas on Jambudweep and the other Dvipas. They're also called Boma Svarga because they have lots of enjoyment there. And then we have, of course, the heavenly Svarga from Svarga planet upwards. And then we have Brahmaloka. So all these are places of enjoyment. But here, Richard Sura is saying that if I have to give up your service, then I do not want any of these things. And furthermore, he does not want the siddhis of yoga, nor the result of jnana, that is liberation. A punarbhava means not to be born again in the material world. So that implies liberation. So, of course, we know that the devotee also gets liberation automatically if he goes to the spiritual world, because he has no more birth. So therefore, he says, I do not want these things if I do not have Supreme Lord. So as long as the devotion is there and the service is there to the Supreme Lord, you can accept that liberation in the spiritual world or the facilities that are in the spiritual world, which are much greater than anywhere in the material world, including Brahmaloka. So he doesn't necessarily reject these things as long as the Lord is there. So of course, it is also said that the devotee, whether he is in heaven or hell, he simply doesn't care, he serves the Lord. So he may be in heaven also, but he will serve the Lord there. So if he serves the Lord, then there is no problem in being Svargaloka or Brahmaloka. He doesn't serve the Lord, then these places are useless. So that is the position of the devotee. He is not attached to material things or to liberation for enjoyment or for simply getting out of the material world, as in the case of liberation. only in relation to the Supreme Lord you will accept these things. So that, of course, is also expressed in the third canto, where it says that without service to the Lord, the devotee does not accept Salokya, Sarasthi, Samudhi, etc. Of course, if he has service to the Lord, what is favorable, he will accept. So if he will accept Vaikuntha or Goloka, he will accept spiritual body, etc. If there is service to the Lord, but no service to the Lord, why should he accept that? So the question may come, well, how is it possible to have these things without the Lord? So it is possible in one sense, because we see that the karma sabakta goes to the spiritual world, so he gets salokya, he gets sarupya, he gets sarsti. But it doesn't necessarily serve the Lord. Doesn't mean he's opposed to the Lord, certainly is favorable to the Lord. But he's not that eager for service. So he doesn't meet the Lord directly. He meditates on that as the service. So that is the position of the people who do mixed devotion. So, on the other hand, those who do pure bhakti, and then the result for them is they have direct service to the Supreme Lord. So, this is what the Rajasura is aspiring for. Let me be the servant of the servant of the servant. And he's rejecting all of these other things, wherever they are in the material world or in the spiritual world also. He simply wants service to the Supreme Lord. So this is an indication of his, the purity of his bhakti. And verses like this are often quoted to show that the devotee has no aspiration except service to the Supreme Lord. So he rejects all of these different things. Everything in the material world, everything in yoga, everything in jnana. On the other hand, it was also said that the devotee of the Lord, by performing bhakti, anything that is available, all the results of karma, all the results of jnana, all the results of yoga are also available to the devotee. So, and therefore, the devotee is qualified for Svargaloka or Brahmaloka. Usually he doesn't want that. He rejects that, because it's unfavorable for his bhakti. Liberation, of course, he can also get, but he doesn't want that. That's even more unfavorable for his bhakti. And the same with yoga siddhis. None of those are favorable, so therefore, he rejects them. So that is what is stated in one famous verse. The karma yoga and Jnana Yoga, they are like servants of bhakti. And when a devotee performs bhakti, then they will come to the devotee and says, how can I serve you? But the devotee understands that these things are unfavorable for his devotional development. Therefore, he rejects them. He rejects that service. So though they are pleading, please, give me some service. Let me give you Svargaloka, Brahmaloka. The devotee rejects that. Let me give you liberation. Mukti is there, begging, let me give you liberation. And the devotee says, rejects that. I don't want this. Nevertheless, they are eagerly awaiting to award these things to the devotee. At the same time, as I said, these things are useful to the devotee in one sense, because if one is a devotee, then automatically one is liberated and goes to the spiritual world. And whatever is in the material world as facilities, there are much greater facilities in the spiritual world. So sarsti is getting powers and opulences like the Lord. So if these are available in the spiritual world and are useful for the devotee for service, then he will accept them and use them for the Supreme Lord. So therefore we see descriptions in Vaikuntha of the servants of the Lord described in the third canto, second canto also. Servants of Vishnu all have four arms, and they look very beautiful. They look like Vishnu, and they're all decorated with crowns on their heads and bracelets and armlets and anklets and wonderful cloth and necklaces. And, of course, they have all wonderful qualities and all wonderful powers. And they have available to them all sorts of things that they can offer and serve the Supreme Lord. So all of these things are available to the devotees in the spiritual world. But the point is they can never use these things for themselves. It's all for service to the Lord. Whereas those who do karma yoga aspire for svargaloka, not because they want to use this for service to the Lord, because they want that enjoyment. They don't want to use that for service. And the jnani wants liberation not to serve the Lord, but simply to get out of the material world and end birth and death for himself. And the yogi wants siddhis, not for anybody else, but for his own use. So, the devotee rejects all of these things for himself, whereas the other processes have these objects as their goal for themselves. So, process of pure bhakti is the process recommended in the Bhagavatam, and we see here that Ritrasura is a good example of this, and we'll find many other examples as well. And not only is bhakti recommended over jnana and yoga, etc., which is indicated here by rejection of all the results of karma, jnana, and yoga, but pure bhakti is superior to mixed bhakti. So both things are indicated here. Bhakti is superior to all other processes. This is what is recommended in Bhagavatam. And in bhakti, pure bhakti is recommended over mixed bhakti. So Ritrasura is a nice example of this here by his, we can see this by the words he uses and how he expresses himself to Indra. He indicates the process of pure bhakti is the highest process. So that is one of the purposes of Bhagavatam, to show the avijaya, or the pure process, the highest process. Hellish planet, that is enjoyment. They have enjoyment there. There is no light. It's dark. So that's somewhat hellish. The people are tamasic. That's also hellish. But they enjoy very nicely. So therefore it's called svarga. They have very long lifespans. And they don't have to get sick and all these things. So they have very good enjoyment. Tamasic enjoyment. Well, everywhere, obviously, the material world, there's karma. People are accruing karma and expending karma in all these places by their actions and their enjoyment or whatever, suffering and enjoyment. So there's nowhere in the universe one is free from that karma. Yeah, there is. Or we have in lower planet traditions, we have Bali. And we have Prahlad sitting down there in Suttala Loka. So it is possible. There are devotees there also, but by and large, there are a lot of Asuric type people down there. Shiva is also down there. Doing both down there. Why he fought? Well, he wanted to give up his body, that's the main thing. Yeah, but he has to give up that demon body to gain, meet the Lord. So he says, therefore, instead of waiting for his life to end, why don't you just kill me now? That's down in Kapala Loka. Yamaraj has a place down there for punishing people. So the other planetary systems are not for those people. The hellish planet is actually the Patala Loka region. Or actually below Patala Loka, they say there's a place.
Sri Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki. This is Sri Srimad Maharaj ki. This is Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki. I go from another.